to this guided meditation that intends to motivate you specifically for quantum shifting. My name is Elle, and I will be guiding you today. This meditation will mainly focus on visualization techniques, but these techniques can always be interchanged with physical senses and emotions if those work better for you. For example, whenever you feel a struggle in trying to visualize, focus rather on what you might hear, see, feel, taste, or smell. Additionally, you could use your emotions. For example, what emotion might you feel in the scenarios I will describe? I will fully guide you on this journey, so don't stress. I'll be there to help you the whole way. First, I want you to let go of the stress that comes along with shifting. By this I mean that this is not a shifting method. This is an opportunity for you to get your motivation back on track in order to make the shifting process easier for you. So let go of methods and counting and scripting and worries. This is all about you, your time, your mind. Give yourself permission to let go of all these worries, even worries in your personal life, to fully indulge in this meditation. I give you permission. This is important for you. When you feel fully ready, get into a relaxed position on bed, couch, chair, or whatever surface is most comfortable for you. Sink into this surface and know that it is okay to move around and adjust your positions. This is not the Raven method. You are not restricted. You are completely free and safe here. Once you are settled, gently shut your eyes. We will first relax your body and mind in order to fully experience this meditation. We will primarily focus on your breathing. If you ever feel distracted during this meditation, allow these thoughts to come. In your head, say, "I acknowledge this thought, but it isn't important right now." Then, in any way you can imagine it, send it away. When it's gone, bring your mind right back to your breathing. I want you to take a deep breath in, as long and as deep as you can. As you breathe in slowly, feel your heart rate slowing to a more relaxed pace. Hold it. Then, breathing out, imagine that the air escaping your lips meets the air as a thick fog. It can be any color you wish. This fog will form a barrier between you and any distractions or negativity. It forms around you like a bubble, completely surrounding you with warmth, safety, and positive energy. Breathe in again, this time with intent. Make this intention to surround yourself with further positivity, to shove away any interruptions. And as you breathe out this time, imagine the fog getting thicker and dreamier around you. In your head, say, "I am safe. I am calm. I am light." With each phrase, breathe in and out slowly. Take your time and repeat these a few times at your own pace. If you don't get to finish, that's okay. There is no obligation or stress here. I am safe. I am calm. I am light. Return to a breathing pattern that is comfortable for you, and remember to remind yourself how relaxed you are throughout this practice. It will only reaffirm your meditative state. As you breathe in and out at your own pace, I want you to enter your imagination. As I said before, imagination isn't easy for everyone, but thought will walk through all the senses, not just sight here. We'll enter the world of imagination slowly. If you can, imagine your vision filling with a bright white light. It doesn't hurt your eyes, but fills every crevice of your line of sight. As you stare into it, you are entranced by its angelic color and stare in wonder as the light shimmers and begins to fade gently. As it does, your other senses begin to wake up. First, the sound of birds chirping in the distance fills your ears. The sweet sounds tickle your eardrums, combining well with the smell of freshly mown grass and lavender. Neither smell is overwhelming, but calming. As your senses are waking up, they bask in the newfound sensations. Your eyes slowly adjust to the light, the whiteness fading into the sky, fluffy clouds contrasting against the blue. You think to yourself, I could just sleep on those clouds. They're the type that must taste like cotton candy, the type that forms silly shapes in the sky. You look away from the clouds above, hearing a rustling to your left. As your head turns, you realize you're sitting in the grass. The green carpet sprawls beneath you, not scratchy, but soft and silky. It stretches for miles all around to create a field leading practically to infinity. Lavender blows in the wind, stray petals brushing against your face every now and again. Hearing the strange rustling again, you notice a person running towards you. They have a huge smile on their face. It's your comfort character from wherever you're trying to go, you realize. They are sprinting to you like they haven't seen you in years. With this, you stand up, your heart fluttering, a smile lifting up your face as well. You run to each other and tackle one another in a hug, the type that sweeps you off your feet. You are so happy to see them. They are so happy to see you. You're home, they say, pulling away, and there are tears in their eyes. You can feel how much they've missed you and how badly they've wanted you here. In fact, you can't remember ever feeling so important and so vital, but here, now, their realization overcomes you like a tidal wave. You are so loved and so important. You are necessary for this reality as it is simply nothing without you. After embracing your comfort character for a while, the both of you decide to sit and wait for the sun to set over the massive field. They hold you close to their body, their warmth seeping through and through you until you are thoroughly filled with their energy and light. The golden light envelops you both as the sun begins to set slowly at first. The blue fades to a dusty purple. The clouds part to expose the colorful expanse that paints the sky red, orange, and pink now. The glowing sun descends all at once beneath the horizon line, and still you sit with your person, the both of you emitting your own personal sunshine that may never burn out. Somewhere, this waits for you. More specifically, in your desired reality, your comfort person is just waiting for the day when they can do this with you. They don't even know what they're missing, but once they meet you, they won't ever want to go back. The joy that you feel right now as the image fades away is the joy that will bring you front and center to your desired reality. You are imperative to that reality. In essence, it is nothing without you, because you are the one that will change everything. It is mere centimeters away, this reality that you seek. It isn't as far as you think it is. Your comfort character is waiting for something they don't even realize they're waiting for. Repeat after me, out loud or in your head. I have shifted. I am a master shifter. I am the best shifter there ever was. I am important. I am a powerful being. I am filled with confidence and positivity. From me, a stranger, I tell you sincerely that you can do this. All you have to do is believe, and I believe in you. I send you that positive energy, that sheer belief, in hopes that you use it to get where you're going. As this practice comes to an end, I encourage you to use this exercise whenever you're feeling unmotivated or apprehensive. Return to this video any time that negativity kicks in, and just remember, everyone that has shifted has been in the same boat that you are right now. Take in a deep breath and hold it for a few seconds. Let it out as a long, deep sigh, feeling comfort in knowing that you are a confident and powerful being. When you feel ready, open your eyes and look around your room. Still in your original reality, which tends to incite negativity, perhaps dismay, sadness. I challenge you, every time you wake up in your original reality thinking failure, physically erase that word in your mind. You are not a failure and never were. Each attempt is a step on a staircase. Some have more steps than others, and that's okay. Some homes only have one staircase and some have 10, but they all have one thing in common. The staircases end, and the struggle will too. Thank you for watching.